Well, when I first walked into the church this morning, it was all dark. My feeling was very complex.
那当时我的感觉真的好复杂。
I won't bother with the detail.
我就不讲细节了。
I became restless.
所以我变得有点烦躁。And
then I went to the fellowship hall and then started praying.
那我就到那个交通的那个地方去开始祷告。
And then the light starts to come on, not gradually, one by one.
那个灯一盏一盏的又亮起来。
And then I suddenly get this message.
我突然心里听到上帝的一个信息。
Not necessarily from God, but it's a message. It seems that what if a man or a woman suddenly all his life inside turned dark?
这个人啊，他里面的生命突然变得黑暗。
What does it take to turn on the light one by one?
就是谁能够把他心里那个灯一盏一盏的又打开？
And this is exactly what we're going to talk about today.
所以今天呢，我们就是要讲这个题目跟这个有关系。
I have to say, I don't know why, but today I was kind of emotional.
我也不知道为什么，我今天好像很动感情。
I was fine until Hui Lan started with Amazing Grace.
我真的是还很平和的，当我听到慧兰跟我们开始唱赞美诗的时候，我就非常感动。
Not only 赞美诗, also that particular 赞美诗, Amazing Grace.
就是他唱的那个奇异恩典。
So I couldn't stop. Shedding my tear while I was sitting there.
那我坐在那里看，我的眼泪就流下了。
Even now.
甚至现在还是。
I think it was probably the most terrible interview sermon you can get.
要是来讲第一个道，就好像有点不好意思。It's
okay. It's all in God's hand.
那没什么，因为凡事都在神的手里。Let's
pray.
让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, we know that you work all things for the benefit of the one who loves you.
主啊，我知道你叫万事互相效力，叫神的人。 信神的人得益处。
You know, everything happens today has its own purpose.
主啊，你今天每天发生的一件事情都有你自己的意思。
We ask you shed the light on us today.
我们请求主，你把你的光就照在我的心里，今天就照在我的身上。
So that we can receive your message.
叫我们可以来领受你的信息。
In Jesus' name we pray.
耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Now, as our daily exercise, I'm sharing with the fellowship. How come every time I start speaking, people give me water? But thank you very much. As our daily exercise, my wife and I usually walk around our community.
我们每天都在练习的时候，每天都锻炼，不是练习，是在那个，就是他在练那个锻炼的时候啊，他每天就在他那个小区周围走。
That was in North Carolina.
哦，在北卡。
One day I saw the end unit of a townhouse being fenced up with all those yellow tapes.
那有一天我就走到那一处那个联动房子，他那个在最旁边的那一所房子，怎么好像突然用这个黄色的这个。 那个袋把它那个，那就黄色的那个
围起来，
围起来，把它围起来。
Then we notice that the brick sidewall has this crack zigzagging all the way from the bottom to the top.
我们突然就看见那个边上哈，那个房子的边上墙上，有一个很大的裂口，一直从底下一直裂到上。
It was a terrible scene because part of the house was sinking.
这真的是很恐怖，因为这个房子实际上是在往下沉。
It turned out that this particular house was sitting on the edge of a great ditch.
那这个房子呢，就是在一个很大的一个沟的旁边造的。
And the ground under the foundation actually was gradually eroded away.
这个地基下面这些土啊，慢慢慢慢就流失了。
And I had never seen anything like that. So my wife and I were wondering how are they going to fix this house.
那我从来就没有见过这样一个房子往下沉。所以我太太和我就觉得很好奇，说他们怎么样才能够把这个下沉的房子来修好呢？
Then after a couple of weeks, we see the crew start to come in.
那过了两个礼拜，就看见那个修房子的那个工人就来了。
Now, apparently, there is such profession as fixing a sinking house.
实际上说啊，这个来怎么样修补一个正在沉下去的房子，这还是一种职业。
First, they have to dig up all the soil along that wall, down to the foundation.
就在这个有裂缝的墙旁边，他们就把那个土要全部挖下，一直挖到地基。
And then they put in all these steel beams along the side of the wall, all the way probably to the bedrock.
然后他就把那个钢的那个管啊打进去，一直从这个土上面打到那个底下的岩石层。
And then they, on each beam, they will put on a cantilever and one side of it will go under the house.
The cantilever.
It looks like, just like the car jack, when you fix your tire, and you have this straight beam, and then you have something go under the car, and you jack up the cantilever.
他这个就有点像你那个车胎爆了，然后用千斤顶把它顶起来，那个很像。
So basically, they're jacking up the foundation.
所以说呢，他们就是把这个地基呢往上抬
，until it reached the original level.
然后一直把这个地基抬到原来的那个水平。
And then they simply cover up all the beams with the soil.
然后就用土啊把这个盖起来。
And then they fix the wall that was cracked and redo the bricks.
然后就把那个墙那个砖墙上那个裂缝就把它修好。
And then they put on all the landscape and everything was back to normal.
哎呀，然后他们就把这个原来种的这些植物啊什么就种回去，这样你一看呢，好像跟原来没有什么区别。
And watching them working through these weeks, my wife and I were amazed by how well the restoration turned out to be.
我们在一边就这样看了，就看就他们做这个重建的工作，做的是这么成功啊。
Now today's passage talking about a different kind of restoration.
今天我也想跟你们讲一个重建或者是恢复。
Instead of restoring a sinking house, in this particular passage, God has to restore a sinking person.
在这里啊，这个撒母耳记下第十二章，我们看到说上帝正在重建一个人，他不是重建一个房子。
And that is his beloved servant David.
那他要怎么样？谁来恢复这个人是谁？那就是他的忠实的仆人大卫。
In the previous chapter, we witnessed the chosen king of Israel, the beloved servant of God, gradually but surely slip into.Simple pit.
那在第十一章的时候，我们看到上帝拣选的这个以色列人的王啊，他是合上帝心意的人，但是他慢慢不由自主的就滑到罪恶的境地。
And the sin of adultery, covetousness, and even murder.
他这些罪啊真的是很可怕，一个是奸淫，一个是贪恋，还有谋杀。
And David's lust towards Bathsheba caused him to sin to a level that no one else would have thought about.
他对于这个拔士巴的这种欲望，使他犯出一个罪来，人家想都想不到。
And absolute power does cause absolute corruption, and David was no exception.
就是你有绝对的权利，你就绝对的腐败，所以那大卫也不例外。
And the last verse of chapter 11 basically sums up how God feels about what David did.
那第十一章的最后一节啊，就让我们看到上帝对大卫的这种行为是怎么样来看。
It says, "But the thing David had done displeased the Lord."
但大卫所行的事，耶和华甚不喜悦。
But God is faithful.
可是上帝是信实的。
He loved his servant too much to let him get away with this.
他不会让大卫就行了这样的事没有后果，因为他实在是太爱他的仆人大卫。
And so began the restoration.
那样这。从这里呢，就是我们看见大卫在神面前那个重建的这个过程呢，就开始。
Today we'll look at three steps of this great restoration.
那我们要看三个，这个重建一个人呢，有三步。
The restoration through rebuke.
第一是责备。
Restoration through repentance.
那第二是悔改。
And finally, restoration.Redemption.
然后你就能够在神的面前用神给你的救赎恢复到你原来的地位。
Now, the first step towards restoration is for the sinner to recognize what he has committed.
这第一步啊，就是你犯了罪的人啊，要认识到他所犯的是什么罪。
And that needs to be done in a very thoughtful and loving way.
这种样的责备啊，真的是要做到恰到好处才行。
And oftentimes when we sin, we are so involved in our sinful act, we couldn't really see the magnitude of the sin.
那我们常常犯罪的时候，因为我们是被自己犯罪的行为所吸引到一个地步，我们都不知道我们犯的罪有多严重。
We lost the proper perspective, that is the godly perspective.
我们看问题的眼光就不能从神的眼光来看，我们变成完全自己的。
So therefore, effective rebuke has to snatch us out of that particular perspective and put it back into the godly perspective.
所以啊，一个人，你要是想让你责备一个人能够奏效的话，就要把我们从我们自己的眼光里头就拿出来，让我们可以重新以神的观点来看这个问题。
It's just like every morning when I look at mirror, I look at my hair. It looks fine.
是啊，我每天早上在镜子一看，我头发没有什么不对啊。
Not until one day, I was watching the DVD from my first preaching class. They have a camera mount like on top of the building like that.
那是，可是我有一天呢，我就在 DVD 上看见自己那个上那个讲道班的第一班的时候，那个照相机是在上面往下看。
And then I realized that, wow, what was that shining spot on the top of my head?
然后我突然就认识到，哎呦，我怎么头上有这么一个光的点？
And that's what a higher perspective can provide to a person.
像你如果从看问题从一个很高的这个观点来看，你会看到你本来看不到的东西。
In our passage today, Nathan got the assignment to provide this godly perspective to David.
今天拿单啊，这个章节里，拿单就是他的任务，就是要让大卫能够重新从神的观点来看。
And he did it wisely, and he did it superbly.
他做的非常巧妙，也非常的智慧。
And he used a parable about a rich man and a poor man, as we saw in verse 1-4.
在那个章节第一节到第四节的时候，我们看他用了一个寓言，就是用一个所谓很有很富的和一个很穷的人。
And this parable was masterfully crafted.
这个寓言啊，真的是非常他把这个寓言想出来，真的很不容易。
And Nathan even used a little ewe lamb in the story because he knows that David was a shepherd.
那当他做这个预言的时候，他故意把一个小的母羊放在里面作为这个受害者，因为他知道大卫呢把自己还看成是一个牧羊者。
And the contrast was so strong between these two men in the picture and so vividly that David was totally drawn into the story.
这给他画出来一幅图画，有那么生动，因为这两个富人和穷人的这个对比，真的是有那么的大。这样就是大卫一个地步，就是大卫他已经不知道，他就被吸进这个故事里了。
And he didn't realize he pronounced his own judgment in verse 5 and 4.
在章第五节和第六节的时候，他就宣布自己的审判。
He said, "That man who did this deserved to die." And then he said, "He did such a thing and had no mercy."
你看，他宣布说，这个人行这事他该死，因为他行这事的时候没有连续的行。The
rebuke was so effective that David was snatched out of his own perspective without knowing that Nathan was talking about him.
这样的责备真的是非常的奏效，因为大卫还不知道他这个拿单所说的人就是他已经把他自己给责备了。How
do we usually rebuke brothers and sisters in our church?
那我们在教会里互相之间如果需要那个责备的话，我们怎么样去做呢？
Do we have the wisdom and loving attitude to rebuke a person, not just for our own pleasure, saying that you see, you did this so badly, but with the purpose to restore this person?
那我们去责备这个人的时候，我们心里有没有那个神那里来的爱和智慧，这样让我们去责备他，是为了他好，而不是说只是我们说了一个话，让我们自己痛快。
Now, more importantly, do we always immerse ourselves in our own perspective instead of taking God's perspective in everything that we do and we say?
那我们做一件事和说一件事，每当我们做一件和说一件话的时候，我们是不是只注意自己的那个需要，而没有从神的观点来看？
Do we only look at our own needs and our own wants and without looking at God's glory?
那我们常常只看了自己有什么需要，而忘记了说我们是要得救的是要荣耀神。
If we do so, then we may very well be at the risk of sinking into a sin just like David.
那如果我们总是这样的话，那我们很可能就呈现到大卫的这个环境里。
Now it is definitely something for all of us to contemplate for the benefit of our own soul.
就是说我们每个人应该好好的想一想这件事，就是说为了我们自己的灵魂得救，我们要好好的想一想。
Now remember, a godly life demands a godly perspective.
你要过一个敬虔的生活嘛，你就必须有从上帝那里来的那个观点来看每件事。
For rebuke to be complete, one needs to follow that with a laser sharp focus onto the person and the sin who he has committed against.
那我们就要像一个镭射光一样，要聚焦在这个人的身上，要不然的话，我们这个责备就好像显得不完全。
In verse 7, Nathan delivered this thundering verdict.
在第七节里头，那个拿单就像打雷一样的给宣判了这个大卫的罪。
He said, "You are the man."
他说，你就是那人。
Now, in the original language of Hebrew, there's only two words. That is, "You, the man."
在希伯来语里头，这不是三个字，是两个字，就是说你。
You, the man.
你，那人.
But the two words must like a thunder hitting right in the face of David.
就是大卫，这是如他就好像那个雷电一样打到大卫的身上。
像五雷轰顶一样。五雷轰顶。
And
suddenly he realized he is that greedy, heartless, self-centered rich man in the story.
他突然认识到说，哦，原来你他说的这个非常 贪心的、非常自我中心的这个妇人，原来就是在说他自己。
And Nathan didn't stop there. He continued with a very clear contrast of what he say next.
然后拿单还不是说说了这个就完了，那他还继续的责备那个大卫说。
And he conveyed God's word by saying, "It is I who anointed you king over Israel, and it is I who delivered you from the hand of Saul."
那拿单对大卫说。以色列的王如此说，我告你做以色列的王，我救你脱离扫罗的手。
Do you see the contrast between you the man and then it's I give you the country, I give you the nation?
这对比啊，就是从上帝来这个对比是非常鲜明的，一个说你就是那人，然后神又说我是那人，我把你高成这个以色列的王。
Now David's sin now is beyondAdultery, beyond covetousness, is even beyond murder.
大卫所犯的罪不仅仅只是奸淫、贪恋和谋杀。
As indicated in verse 9, his greatest sin is to despise God.
他最大的罪是他藐视神。
The same God who has given everything and beyond.
就是他所有的一切东西都是上帝给的，然后他现在来得罪了这个上帝。
And the same God who rescued him out of his enemy's hand.
这个上帝就是当时把他从他敌人的手中救出来的上帝。
And the same God who secured him the throne forever.
然后这个上帝呢，就是那把他放在宝座上的以色列的宝座上的一个上帝。
Because David had despised him, so God will despise David.
因为大卫藐视了上帝，上帝也要藐视大卫。
And he despised him by making his punishment ever so severe.
我们看到这个怎么样来藐视大卫呢？他就是上帝降了很严厉的那个惩罚给他。
Now, if you read on to 2 Samuel for later on accounts, you'll find out that every one of those punishments came to pass in David's life.
那上帝所说的每一件对他所行的惩罚，在他活着的时候已经都实现了。
But trust me, God definitely not someone that you want to despise.
就是你藐视谁都行，就是别藐视神。
Now it's easy for us to look at the story and say, "Ha, you know, David deserves this."
那我们可能看沾沾自喜，看到这个故事说，啊，那大卫真是活该，他做了这么罪恶的事，他活该受到这样的惩罚。
But in reality, we're all like David to a certain extent.
其实，在现实生活中，我们每个人都有一些像这个大卫。
But we despise God by doing or saying things that's not worthy of the calling that we receive.
我们受到上帝的呼召，来到上帝面前，可是我们是不是有时候做一些事，说一些事，真是不配我们得到的这个呼召
？If you think about it, we have already received a greater blessing than David has received.
你想一想看，我们基督徒所得的这个恩典，真是比大卫所接受的恩典还要大。
Which is the salvation from our Lord Jesus Christ?
就是我们的主耶稣基督为我们死，来使我们得救。
I believe few of us can honestly say that we have lived up to the standard that God has given us.
那我们自己扪心自问，我们能不能就做到上帝？要求我们的这个标准呢。
And just think back and ask yourself this question. When was the last time I put the needs of other people before mine?
你自己心里想一想，我是否曾经把先想别人，然后再想自己
？In reality, that's what David did. He put his own need before other people's need.
对，你想，你看这个故事里面讲的就是这样。因为大卫啊，他只想到他自己的欲望，没有想到别人。
And when was the last time I trust something or someone else to provide me instead of God?
那我们是不是有时候，与其说信靠神来满足我们的需要，我们去信靠另外一样东西或另外一个人
？And in reality, that's exactly what David did in this story.
在这个故事里呢，大卫所做的就是这样一件错事。
So before we jump to conclusion, jump to condemning David too soon, we should examine ourselves.
所以我们谴责大卫的时候，我们也想想我们自己的情景啊。
Now let this story be a thundering warning to all of us today.
这个 这个故事就让他也成为一个雷你刚才说什么五雷轰顶啊，这我们每个人都五雷轰顶一下。
Very good. A properly executed rebuke is just the first step towards restoration.
一个恰到好处的这个责备啊，就是我们得救赎的第一步。
Of a true believer of God, the Spirit will now take over.
对于真正信仰神的人啊，那圣灵这时候就会来做主。
And it will bring the enlightened sinner to a genuine, sincere repentance.
就让这个犯罪的人心里有亮光，能够达成一个真实的一个心一个真实的
诚恳
的一个悔改。
And that was precisely what happened to David in verse 13.
我们看第十三节的时候，大卫就是这样做的。
He said, "I have sinned against the Lord."
他说我得罪耶和华。
Now, in order for us to really understand the emotional weight of this statement, we need to compare that with another king of Israel.
我们要真正体出这句话的分量的话，我们要把它跟另外一个以色列王所说的话来对比一下。
And when King Saul was keeping some of the plunder from the battle with the Amalekite,
那扫罗王在把那个亚玛力人打败的时候，他把亚玛力人好多的财物都抢来归为己有。
Even though God specifically told him to destroy everything,
那他这样做正好是违背了上帝的意思，因为上帝说跟他讲的就是说，你必须把每所有的东西都毁灭。
And when he was called by Samuel, His answer was, "I have sinned."
那他撒母耳向他指出他所犯的罪的时候，他也向上帝承认说，我得罪耶和华了。
But then he didn't stop there. He followed that with a ridiculous excuse that he was afraid of the people. That's why he did this.
但是他又给自己找借口，因为他第一刚说完我得罪耶和华嘛，然后马上就说，哦，那是因为我怕百姓。
And moreover, he shamelessly requests Samuel to honor him, still honor him before the people of Israel.
然后他真的是很无耻的，就跟撒母耳说：“你能不能在以色列面前呢？以色列人面前不要给我丢面子。”
But that is not David.
可是大卫不是这样的。
David just followed the same statement with utter silence.
你看大卫认罪以后，他就一句话也不说。
There was no argument, no contention.
那他不跟上帝来争辩。
Only a simple, genuine statement that filled with remorse and regret.
他这句话真的是从心里出来的，他这句话就是充满了他真正的懊悔和后悔。
He knew whom he had greatly offended.
他现在知道他得罪的人是谁。
It's not Bathsheba.
他不是得罪了，而是巴。
It's not Uriah.
也不是乌利亚。
It's not even Nathan or Israelites.
他不是得罪了拿单，或甚至是得罪了以色列人。
But the living God is Lord.
他得罪的是又活又真的神。
Therefore, he was silenced.
所以呢，他一句话也不说。
Silence often speaks volume.
有时候你不说话，比你说话说的还多。
Now, do we handle rebuke the same way?
那我们。如果碰到人别人责备我们的时候，我们是不是也是这样子来反应呢？
When someone comes to us and rebuke our sin, and knowing what we have done, do we respond with repentance and silence?
那当别人来责备我们所犯的罪的时候，我们自己心里知道我们也犯了罪，那我们是不是以一个忏悔的心来到神面前？
I always remember this one of my best friends back in elementary school, which is certain years ago.
那很多年以前，我上小学的时候，我记得当时我的最好的朋友，他真的是个很有趣的一个人。
And he was very funny and very smart, and he has a very quick reaction.
他反应好快，他的这个人就是非常聪明，而且也非常的有趣的。
I grew to enjoy watching him when he was being caught and disciplined by the teacher.
那这个老师要每次把他做坏事被抓到，然后老师要责罚他的时候。
Do you know why I enjoy it? Because he always had an excuse.
我当时为什么好像很喜欢看他在那儿那个跟老师变来变去的，就是他总是有理由。
No, I'm not being mean here, but it's really quite funny if you watch it from the sideline.
那我这个这里没有恶意，但是真的从旁边你在旁边看他跟老师这一来一往，真的是很有趣。
He always had a reason. Even the teacher sometimes would just say that, you know, this guy always has something to say.
他每次都有一个借口，甚至这老师也拿他没办法。
A brother and sister, it will not be funny if we get a call by God.
那可是弟兄姐妹要记住，我们如果被上帝抓到犯罪，那就不是一件开玩笑的事。
David's response of silence is the proper response.
他的这个反应，他就是缄口不言，那是这是他应该这样做。
Now besides genuinely admit his sin.It was also the time that David wrote this famous poem, famous song of Psalm 51.
那这时候啊，如果大家翻到那个诗篇五十一篇，这是大卫所写的一个非常有名的诗篇。
Now anyone who reads this psalm cannot help but be moved by this word.
你不管你是谁啊，你看到这个诗篇，真的是会很感动。
I'll read the first four verses if you can turn your Bible to Psalm 51.
那请把圣经翻到诗篇第五十一篇。
It says, Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions.
神啊，求你按你的慈爱怜悯我，按你丰盛的慈悲涂抹我的过犯。
Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from sin.
求你将我的罪孽洗除净尽，并解除我的罪。
For I know my transgressions and my sin is always before me.
因为我知道我的过犯，我的罪常在我面前。
Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are proved right when you speak and justified when you judge.
我向你犯罪，唯独得罪你，在你眼前行了这恶。以致你责备我的时候显为公义，判断我的时候显为清正。
So you see, David not only realized, understand the transgression he has committed, he also acknowledged that his sin was always before him.
所以大卫嘛 ，sorry， 大卫他那个，他不但认识到他自己所犯的罪，而且他认识到他这犯的这个罪常在他面前。
And he knew that God was the one.He sinned against.
他知道他得罪的人不是别人，就是上帝。
And God's judgment was totally justified.
所以上帝要责罚他，那真的是非常公正。
But David also showed his faith in God by asking God to restore him to the joy of God's salvation in verse 12.
在第十二节的时候，我们看见他怎么样向上帝请求那个赦免。
And he said that restore to me the joy of God's salvation.
他说了，求你仍使我，求你使我仍得救恩之乐。
How could he be so bold and ask this under these circumstances?
在这种情况下，他还有脸面向上帝去要求，重新得到那个得救的恩典吗
？Because he knew that even though God despised the sin,
所以他之所以可以坦然无惧地来到神面前来要求这个救恩之乐，是因为他知道上帝虽然是非常恨这个罪
，but as it says in verse 8:17, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
就像这个第十七节讲的时候，忧伤痛悔的心你必不轻看。
And we need to put this psalm in the proper context.
我们看这个诗篇啊，我们要看上下文。
Now it was written by a king a hero of the great nation of Israel, a commander who has millions of soldiers under his command.
这个这首诗是一个王写，这个王是这个以色列这个国家的英雄，他也是百万士兵的总司令。
But from the passage we just read, we could not sense any of this powerful status.
只是你看他写这封诗的时候，他完全谦卑，都看不出来他是这么一个有权力的人。
Instead, the words convey to us a broken and contrite spirit.
你看从这个大卫这个忏悔的这些话里面，我会看出来他确实是忧伤痛悔的心。
David indeed was a man who after God's own heart, because he knows that God would never despise a contrite heart.
因为他知道上帝并不轻看一个忧伤痛悔的心，所以呢，他这样子做。所以，我们从这儿就可以看出来，他确实是一个合神心意的人。
And judging from the psalm, we know that the restoration was well on its way.
然后我们从这个诗篇里就看到，他已经悔改的差不多了。
Now in the last few years, we all had our share to watch people repent on television or on internet.
那这两年哈，我们看到。 很多人在电视上或者是在英特网上向公众来认罪。
And those people include governor, include senator, pastor, TV evangelist, famous golfer, and NBA player.
那这其中有州长，有参议员，有牧师，有在电视上传道的人。 有一个非常有名的打高尔夫的球星，还有非常有名的打篮球的球星。Some
of the public repentance was really moving, but I was never sure about how sincere they were.
那你看起来哈，他们这些这个公开道歉的，好像很感动，但是我不知道他们究竟心里是不是有诚意。But
one thing for sure, that is a true repentance. Will bring behavioral change.
就是说，我们必须看到说你是不是真的悔改。你如果真的悔改的话，你的在行为上就会有改变。As
Luke 3:8 tells us that produce fruit in keeping with repentance.
路加福音第3章第8节跟我们说的，你们要结出果子来，与悔改的心相称。All
talks but no action will convince nobody.
如果你只是 嘴里说你悔改，但是你行为上没有改变，那没有人会相信。Now
God is graceful to forgive our sin.
上帝之所以赦免了我们的罪，是因为上帝是满了恩典。But
we need to show Him our gratefulness by producing fruit from our life.
那我们在我们的这个生活当中，真正的要结出果子来，这样才可以显出我们对上帝的感恩。
Now, if the restoration just stopped after repentance,
如果说这个重建的过程啊，在这个悔改之后就停止了，
then it's like having this building. In my opening example, they dug up the soil and they look at the foundation and they simply admit that they did something wrong and that's it.
那就好像当年造这个房子的人，他把这个土挖出来一看，哦，地基都沉下去了。 我当年可能做错了，那也不来做任何补救的工作。That
certainly would not help the people living in the house.
那对于这些住在这个房子里的人，这样的悔改会有什么帮助呢？
And that house will continue to sin.
那这个房子就是一直不停的还是继续的往下沉。Now
any responsible builder is going to try to bring in a crew to fix this problem.
这个一个负责的人哈，他。 不是就说说而已，而是找很多人来把这个房子来修好。And
that's what happened next in our passage today.
那我们看今天的经文啊，这下一步呢，就是他怎么样来把这个事情来修好。The
final step of the restoration for David was through redemption.
这最后一步是这个重建大卫的这个一步是神对他的救赎。
In verse 13, Nathan told David that God had taken away his sin and he would not die.
拿单在13节告诉他说，耶和华已经除掉你的罪，你必不至于死。
Now, even though David had committed such a heinous crime, such a heinous sin, but God promised that he would not die.
你看啊，大卫犯的罪有何等的严重，但是上帝仍然饶恕他的命。
But as in Romans tells us that, for where sin increased, grace increased all the more.
就像罗马书里面说，哪里罪过多，哪里的恩典就更多。
And also in Isaiah 44:22, it says, I have swept away your offense like a cloud, your sins like a morning mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you.
就像以赛亚书第44:22所说的那样，我涂抹你的过犯，向后人消散；我涂抹你的罪恶，如薄云灭魔。你当归向我，因为我救赎了你。
However, forgiveness doesn't come without a cost.
是啊，这个你要付代价的。这种虽然饶恕了你，你还是要付代价。
And justice could not be served without a proper punishment.
你犯了过错的人，如果不责罚他的话，那公义就没有显出来。
The son who was born out of this sinful act was taken away by God.
你看大卫的这次罪恶的通奸行为，他所生出来的这个孩子，上帝就把他击杀了。
But even in this act of sacrifice, you can find grace in there.
即使是这个惩罚的这个行为，你从这个里面看得出来神的恩典。
Can you imagine this boy growing up with people behind him murmuring about how he was born?
你想想，这孩子要是长大了，那个街坊四邻怎么戳他的脊梁骨？
That was good. And furthermore, how would David be reminded when he saw his son standing in front of him?
那你看，这个孩子长大了，我大卫每天就看这个罪恶所产生的儿子站在他面前的时候，他心里又会怎样想呢？
And all these were removed.By God, by taking away this son.
那上帝呢，就把这个儿子呢，就把他拿走。这样子的话，他这些问题都解决。
So see, even in punishment, there is grace.
就是上帝即使责罚我们的时候，也是向我们显出恩典。
So forgiveness comes with a cost.
所以呢，就我们必须认识到说，上帝的这个赦免呢，还是有代价的。
Now if one human child is needed to take away the sin of that one person for the sin that he has committed against God.
你想一个人呢犯了这么大的罪，那上帝为了救这个人呢，就把一个小孩呢给牺牲掉。
Then how much would it take for God to restore the entire creation and all the sin for all the people, all God's people?
那你再想想，上帝要让这整个世界，这个得罪他的所有的人，都得到救赎，那要付出一个怎么样的代价
？The answer actually is one, and he is our Lord Jesus Christ.
实际上，这个回答早就有了，这个代价呢，就是我们的主耶稣基督。
Only his sacrifice on the cross can accomplish this great act of restoration.
那怎么样来恢复我们在上帝面前的地位呢？只有这个上帝的独生子在十字架上把他自己牺牲了，然后才能完成这样一件工作。
And only His blood can wash away our sin, including yours and mine.
只有他的宝血能够洗净我们的罪，洗净你的罪，也洗净我的罪。
Now that is the great promise from God.
这是从上帝来的伟大的应许。
And that is the great sacrifice for our Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是我们的主耶稣基督为我们做出了极大的牺牲。
As in 2 Corinthians 5, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
就像哥林多前书所说哈，上帝让一个没有无罪的人取了罪人的样式，这样子呢，我们可以在他的里面得到上帝的公正。
更多后书的
更多，
That is the essence of the gospel.
这就是福音书的本质。
And that is truly the greatest act of restoration in history.
你看像这样的重建的这样的这个伟大的这个故事，这历史上没有第二例。
Dear brothers and sisters, are you sinking?
那亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你是不是觉得你也在往下沉呢？
Are you being caught by sins that you cannot shake off?
你是不是也被罪恶所缠住而不能摆脱？
Then you need to take a godly perspective of what you have done.
所以如果是这样的话，请你把你的眼光从神的眼光来看你的问题。
So you may be able to see the extent of your sin in front of God.
然后就从这神的这个高的这个观点来看啊，你才能看出来你犯的罪有多得罪神。
Now, are you in your heart right now hearing the voice saying you are the man?
那上帝是不是在你的心里正在跟你说你就是这人吗？
Is the Holy Spirit convicting you in your heart right now for some sins that nobody else knows?
你可能有一些罪别人没有人知道，可是是不是这个圣灵在你的心里就在谴责你呢？
If you do, you may take heart and come.
如果是这样子的话呢，你不要害怕，你就来。
Do not let yourself further sink into a sinful abyss.
这样子你来到神的面前，这样你不会在这个罪恶的深渊里面沉得更深。
Our God is not in the business of condemnation. He's in the business of restoration.
上帝来救我们，他是要来恢复我们，来重建我们，而不是为了定罪我们。
If he can forgive David of this heinous sin, he can surely forgive the sin that you and I have committed.
那你看大卫犯了这么可怕一个罪，上帝都能够把他在把他的地位来重建。来恢复他的地位，那对于我们的罪说，上帝更能够救我们。
He is able.
他能救我们。
He is willing.
他愿意救我们。
And he is waiting.
他也在等待着我们来自己来得救，自己来到他面前可以得救。
Come before him and bring your genuine repentance.
请你来到神的面前，然后呢？真心实意的来悔改。
But he promised that a broken and contrite heart he will never despise.
因为他的应许就是说，你忧伤痛悔的心，他不会轻看。
This is the greatest promise that you can have.
这是何等大的应许。
And he's calling you today.
他今天就呼召你。
So come.
所以来吧。
Come.
来吧，
and be restored.
在神的面前被重建。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天父，
our sin is always before us.
我们的罪常在我们面前。
And many times we don't take the godly perspective.
很多时候我们看一件事情，是从我们自己的观点来，而不是用神的观点来看。
We don't know how much we have offended you.
我们甚至连我们究竟得罪你到什么程度，我们都不知道。
But we come before you today.
今天呢，我们就来到你面前。
We bring a broken and contrite heart.
我们自己心里面有一个痛悔，和那个忧伤和痛悔的心。
With your promises.
那因为你的对我们的应许就是。
A broken and contrite heart, you will never despise.
这样你不会轻看任何一个痛悔的心。
Help us to walk this path.
让我们在帮助我们在这条公义的路上往前走。
For we know that your grace is always sufficient for us.
因为我们知道你的恩典是够我们用的。
In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.